No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The text line is blowing up. We've had some calls. The people who called in don't want to be on air. That's okay. Jake's got a question or two from the folks who don't want to be on air. If you'd like to be on air, we'll still listen to you. And we can react to you if you call and don't want to be on air. But if you want to be on air, first of all, be good. All right? Be educated. Be informed. Be passionate. But if you want to be on air, you can call and keep texting. We're getting blown up. But real quick, this segment of the Adam Carriker Show is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos. Even if you're mad, a full slab of ribs is still delicious, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. Seriously, every day I talk about that, it makes me hungry. Every single day. Even if I'm not happy, I can still be hangry. I can still be an angry hungry. All right, the question I got before the break. Basically, Adam, what do we need to do throughout the season to be able to be better come November? There's multiple things that come to mind. Number one is the improvement and development of your players. You want to be better in November? You've got to get better than you were in September. You can't look the same because you're not going to. Every day you're either getting better or getting worse. You never stay the same, no matter what you're doing. In one way, shape, or form, you're either getting better or worse. If you work out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days a week, and you're taking Wednesday off, you're not staying indifferent. You're recovering and getting ready for Thursday, Friday's workout. Same thing with Saturday, Sunday. Now, if you go and you take 2 weeks off, guess what? Unless there's a reason for it, you've digressed a certain amount. That's okay. You can get it back, but you're never, ever staying the same. Development, improvement, developing young players, older players leading and setting a tone in the locker room and on the field and accountability. It starts in winter conditioning in January, February, grows a little bit in the spring. The first time your new team for the upcoming season gets to do anything together, spring practice. Then it's ratcheted up in the summer. Like the next time you step foot on the field, man, it is another level up for fall camp. And then the bullets, quote unquote, in a football sense, get real come the fall, and you just keep growing and getting better. That's number one. Are you getting better yourself or not? That's coaching. Number two, the analyzation of your opponents. They're analyzing you. You're analyzing them. Who analyzes the other team and adjusts to what they're doing better? Ever since halftime of Illinois, Dylan's not been the same. Illinois said, if you heat him up, he's not the same quarterback. This is not unique to Dylan Raiola, by the way. There are other quarterbacks like that. But my point is, teams saw that, and it's been different since. Teams adjusted to what we were doing well, and we haven't adjusted back. Developing your own players, analyzing what other teams are doing. If you want a bonus, strength and conditioning is 100% a part of this, because you will, if you don't do it properly, not a whole lot of people gain strength and speed during the season. It's just too hard, too physically demanding. Unless you're redshirting, then you should be. But if you're actually playing, you're maintaining. You're on a maintenance program. So you're either maintaining, and if other teams are declining because they're not able to maintain, which is how you actually improve in the season. Because if you go down during the season, by the end of the season, you're weaker now. than your opponent if they maintained. And then you come back for strength and conditioning, winter conditioning in January, you're now starting from a lower point than the other guys who maintained, who are now starting from a higher point as they try to get better going forward from winter conditioning to the spring to the summer. And it's a never-ending cycle. Are you developing your players during the season? How are your adjustments compared to the other teams and how they're adjusting to you and what you do? And number three, is your strength and conditioning staff keeping you up to par, not only so that you're a stronger than you were in November compared to everyone else, but now you've got a higher starting point for the younger players coming back, and so they can make greater gains the next year rather than having a lower starting point. Now they got to make up ground. All right, Jake, you had a couple of things. What you got, my friend?
Yeah, we had some questions from people that, did, like you said, didn't want to get on air, but did have some questions, particularly about if Nebraska needs to get a mental health coach, maybe, if you will, or somebody mentally to kind of help them get over this hump. Of course, Jack Stark was very popular in the 90s of being that guy for Nebraska.
The answer is yes. So I am huge on the neck up and the 6 inches between your ears. So if you think about it, I go to the NFL for this. There's 8 billion people on planet Earth. I can't even fathom how many people, 8 billion, like, that's so many people, 8 billion people. You know, on any given Sunday in the NFL, as an example, there's 1,600 people. That's not 1%. That's 0.01%. There's 1,600 people who will suit up on an NFL Sunday. There are so many more people on planet Earth that are talented enough to play in the NFL. Just as an example, you could go NBA, you could go college football, you could go college basketball, you could go whatever you want to go, whatever field. Doesn't even have to be sports related. There's so many talented and smart people and gifted people in this world. There's not hundreds, there's not thousands, there's not hundreds of thousands, there's hundreds of millions of people who are insanely talented. So many people walking the streets. Sometimes things happen, sometimes it's injuries, decisions, life decisions. But if you're truly trying to make it and you've dedicated your life to trying to make it per se to the NFL, how do you become part of that 0.01% out of, God, millions of people who have the talent? The three most talented people I've ever met in my life didn't even play in the NFL. The fastest person I've ever met in my life to this day, and I'm going to say his name, nobody's going to know who it is, Troy Mitchell. People know I can throw the ball far. I used to throw it up as far as I could and he'd outrun everybody and that was our offense for a long time. I'd watch him run track because I didn't do track, despite what my Wikipedia says. No, I was not a long jump state champion. That is asinine and laughable. But I'd watch him run track. Like, he'd win the 400-meter dash by 100 meters, and I'm not making it up. I watched him race our running back in high school. He had to run 10 yards. The running back had a 5-yard head start, and I am not making this up. Troy won. Didn't do anything after his sophomore year of high school. I'm not going to get into it, but things happened, and they were his decisions. My point is simply this. The difference between success is a certain level of talent, certain amount of who's around you, certain amount of things. But 9 times out of 10, based on my experience, it's from the neck up and the 6 inches between the ears. And that is what Nebraska is missing. And people can be offended by that if they want. Our November record, our lack of bowl games, our one-score record, all that stuff, facts don't care about feelings because they say otherwise. What's next? Did that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I just talked about a guy I ain't seen in 17 years for no apparent reason. All right, sorry, go ahead, Jake.
Just a couple notes here, too. Quickly, in the college football world, Tom Herman from FAU has been fired. UMass's Don Brown has been fired. But from the Nebraska press conference, looks like Jamari Butler and Marquise Buford are going to attempt to come back for another year. Deshaun Singleton was not given a waiver for his missing part of the season last year, so this will be his last season.
Best of luck to Deshaun. Happy to have Marquise and Jamari back. I mean, it is a good sign that these guys wanted to come back last year. A lot of these guys, you know, you look at Ty and Ben Hart and all these guys, and you can have thoughts after that statement about play on the field this season, yay or nay, whether you've been happy about it. But the fact that they want to come back, that is a good sign. Here's the next thing I have on my list. I know the black shirts have truly been the backbone of the team this season when compared to the other two sides of the ball. Saturday, pick six, block field goal, force fumble, and all-around strong game. But for whatever reason, when the chips are down and they have played so well throughout most of the game and the opportunities to close out games, i.e. USC, Ohio State, UCLA, Illinois, we've given up multiple game-winning or game-tying drives, game-winning touchdown drives, some of them 80-plus yards late in the fourth quarter, overtimes. And that's where that mental thing comes in. That's the difference.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Like when it comes down to the end, why do you think Joe Montana was so successful? Why do you think one of the most unathletic people I've ever met in my life turned out to be the GOAT in Tom Brady? Like mental freaking monsters. Not everybody can be that. But you don't have to be the exact opposite either in the biggest of moments. Between the ears is the biggest thing I see right now, in my opinion. Oh, God, this one... I'm just going to throw this out there because I had like three people send this to me. The Big 12 is looking for a team. We should go there. Ha, ha, ha. No, we're not going there. The Big 10 and the SEC is where you want to be. Figure out how to play better football. All right, games decided by single digits in Nebraska. And stop me at any point with anything from the people, Jake. Games decided by single digits in Nebraska. Bo Pelini, 20-11. Bill Callahan, 10-7. For everyone who wants to just crap all over Bill Callahan, think about that. Mike Riley, 7-10. Scott Frost, 5-22. Matt Rule, 2-9. All right. Here is a spreadsheet, 36 potential game-winning drives when we were down by one possession or less, let's see, since 2018. In those drives, we've had faced 17 different opponents. Only been successful once, by the way. That was against Northwestern. What year was that? That was Northwestern 2019. It was tied 10-10, and we kicked the game-winning field goal. You remember that, Jake?
That was a tough game to watch. Yeah, I remember that one.
Well, we won. 17 different opponents, 14 turnovers out of 36 drives. Was that about 40%, something like that? 10 different quarterbacks and the one win I talked about. So think about that. Pelini, not so great on the blowout games, but was famous for winning close games. He was famous for getting, I don't want to say famous for, but in the losses, there were blowouts. But when it came to wins, from September 2012 to October 2014, Nebraska won 10 straight one-score games. Let me repeat that. This isn't a fairy tale book I'm reading. This actually happened. Between September 2012 to October 2014, Nebraska won 10 straight one-score games. I feel like all of Nebraska is doubting me. Like Santa's not real and neither is that stat, Adam. I should have said earmuff the kids before I said that. Santa's real. Sorry, Jake. I didn't mean to burst your bubble, buddy. Mm. All right. Here's more one score loss stats. The most in one season. I think this is in college football. I should get clarification. Nebraska 2021, 8. The most in two seasons. Nebraska 2021, 2022, 13. Nebraska for three seasons, 2021 through 2023, 18 of them, one-score losses. Nebraska 2021 to 2024, 22 of them, one-score losses. Oh, that was 2021 to 2024. This is 2020 to 2024, 25 of them. 2018 to 2023, 30. 2018 to 2024, 34. Even I didn't want to continue reading that. Good grief. I think I mentioned this earlier. Rule is 0-6 in November, 0-9 in games with a chance to clinch a bowl game. Like, that ball is funny shaped. How does it not just bounce our way once out of God knows how many times? All right. Give me something from the text line. Wisconsin fires, you probably know this. Sorry. I say give me something from the text line. I just hop right in. Yeah, give me something from the text line. Give me a caller. Give me something. What you got, Jake?
Well, I did think this was interesting. Again, this was from the presser actually today, was that Wisconsin will have their new offensive coordinator, but Matt Rhule gave Phil Longo credit. They had him one of the best game plans against Nebraska last year, and teams have been copying that game plan since.
It's funny because the very next thing I was going to read, Wisconsin fires offensive coordinator Phil Longo after 2 years. It's almost like we planned that.
By the way, did you see Luke Fickell was asked about who's calling the plays for them going forward? He says, why does it matter? I don't think it's really important. I guess it gives you the ability to point the finger at someone.
Ooh, Luke Fickell getting feisty. I mean, somebody's got to call the plays and somebody's got to talk about it. I mean, that's just the way of the world, I guess. Oh, man. Are we still favored over Wisconsin?
Yeah, we're favored by two. I think
it went up.
I think it did. Let me look.
Dude, it was minus one. Okay. True story. So I'm helping coach. Shout out to Supreme Girls Basketball. I'm just going to shout out all the youth sports teams that my kids are on at some point throughout the next year. Shout out Braves Baseball, Supreme Basketball, et cetera, et cetera. It's like 8 a.m. on a Sunday, last Sunday, and my twins have a fourth grade basketball game, actually fifth grade, whatever grade it is. They're playing up in the fifth grade, but I digress. I arrive, and the two other coaches, Alex and Matt, they're like, hey, did you see we're favored versus Wisconsin? I crap you not. My response was, why? Like, I was so stunned. I didn't know. I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but I was like, what? So are we still favored?
Yeah, we're favored by two.
It went up. Yeah. I don't know what to make of that. We're at home. They fired their offensive coordinator. They also just lost to the number one team in the entire country by 3 points. So I don't know what to make of that. It means nothing to me. Here is something that is undisputably important. And actually, I want people to react directly to this. Send me your response to this on the text line. Ladies and gentlemen, the curse is real. This was actually sent to me on X by Mark Warren. The curse is real. The last time the Huskers were a national champion, Nebraska was a Coke campus and switched to Pepsi the following year. It has been all downhill from there. Is it due to the fact that we switched to Pepsi? Is that what's going on here? Is that the curse? It's not Bo Pelini. It's not Frank Solich. It's whatever other curse there is. Is it really the Pepsi curse? What do you think, Jake?
I think it could be. When you were reading off that Pelini stat, I was thinking, well, maybe it's the Pelini curse. Matt Rhule today was saying we're not snake bitten. There is no curse, all that. But the more time goes on, the more I think there might be a curse.
I always knew I liked Coke better. Stinking Pepsi. I want people to have fun with that. Respond to the text line. Let me know your thoughts on that. What's the number again, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right. As we know, Wisconsin fired their offensive coordinator. Their starting quarterback is out for the season. They haven't scored more than one touchdown in a game over a month, which I did not know. They have not scored more than one touchdown in a game in over a month. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a 7-6, 6-3, 3-2 type baseball score of a ball game in Memorial Stadium this Saturday. They're on a three-game losing streak. Am I allowed to get my hopes up this early in the week? Is that legal? No, it's throw fit Monday, throw a fit, but not as much bad Tuesday. I'm not here Wednesday. Thursday, okay, the sun's out. Friday, oh, we can win again. That's the process of things. I'm not allowed to get my hopes up on a Monday, so I'm not doing it. All right. There are some people who think we should go back to running the option offense. I, for one, do not hate that idea. I bring that up. It's not going to happen. I was sent this. As of today, Army leads the nation in rushing offense. Navy is number 8, by the way. They have a combined one loss on the year. Nebraska is 99th. 99th in the nation in rushing offense. Results don't lie. That same person said, we don't run the option, but we also don't have a receiver in the top 200 in America of receiving yards per game. Let that settle in. Navy's running back, Eli Heidenreich, hope I said that right, has about 150 more yards than our best receiver, who is statistically Isaiah Nayor. And then he says the run sets up the pass, bro. Now, one person did respond to this and say, please compare Army's opponents to ours. It's the 21st century. You have to throw the ball to be successful. There's a little bit of both on that. All right, Army's going to play Notre Dame this weekend. Am I correct?
I think so, yeah.
Dude, if they beat Notre Dame, they're in the playoff. I don't want to get a random sidebar in. And maybe I'll dissect this more in the offseason. It doesn't matter. We're not going to run the option. I do think the option could work for very various reasons, but I digress. But if we're not going to be more successful at running the ball, we have got to be more successful at throwing the ball. I've talked about yards per pass attempt as bad as the worst team in the country, which is Michigan, which is weird since they won the national title last year. Navy's running back has 150 more receiving yards than our leading wide receiver. Facts don't care about feelings Monday. Time for some real talk. That was the headline of the show. I knew this was going to be tough to get through all this. Goodness gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, one person just texted in, Rule seems anxious and out of sorts. Their take is the desperation is contagious. That was their take. I don't know about desperation, but you can sense something a little bit different from Coach Rule. We're going to take a break. No national college football today. I'll react tomorrow. All right, if you see anything else from Rule's presser, I'm not going to give a full reaction, let me know. But we're going to take a break. More of the reacting to what the people have to say and the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.